Well, you know, there have been a number of discussions, negotiations over the last 5, 6, 7 decades about aid, you know, and every time governments, donor countries, have been trying to adjust to in order to look for more impact, more efficiencies. And they have always done that, both, of course, nationally, but also at the level of the international community. And for me, the most important element, it's not the only one, but the most important is to do what the government of the country we are engaged in wants to do and has decided to do. We cannot impose policies. We have to support the national policies of a country, and we have to respect the obligations of the donor country. We cannot substitute the country. Now, this doesn't mean necessarily that whatever they do, we sign the check. Of course not. But it's every people of a country, every citizens of a country, every government of a country has to take charge for their own development. And the effectiveness of the aid is coming from the capacity of the donor country to contribute to these national policies and strategy, and to make sure that whatever we are contributing to has a chance of success. But it has to be first a very strong commitment of the national government. Let me give you an example. When I arrived in India, I was very happy that the European Union was very committed and very engaged for many years on primary education. I was also very happy to see that since a couple of years, I arrived in 2007, it had started in 2005, the European Union was engaged in supporting higher education in India, and in particular was using the famous Erasmus program, and in particular Erasmus Mundus, the international part of Erasmus program, to promote and to allocate a number of scholarships to Indian students to go to Europe. So primary education, higher education. But very quickly, I noticed that one of the biggest problems also of India is vocational training, because the lack of skills is huge. Yes, of course, they need a number of jobs, but how to find a job if you don't have any skills? So I thought it will be important to start looking at vocational training as a very good area for cooperation. But we didn't do it immediately. Why? Because there was no sign in India at the level of the government or at the level of the business that there was a real commitment to deliver there. Oh yes, everybody was talking about the fact that we need more skilled people. India has a problem. There are too many, you know, there is too big a discrepancy between the people with 3 PhD and people with no skills. But these were talks, and they were very limited, concrete programs. And when we saw that especially the business community, but also the government through PPP, public-private partnership, started to make sense, if I may say so, started to be very serious, started to be ready to work very much on this, then we started ourselves. And for the moment, we have started with NGOs, waiting, you know, as a kind of a pilot experience. And we are considering coming with different avenues of cooperation, especially with the government. when the government will put some national policies into place. So I gave you this example because for me is very telling. We have to come as a donor, but we can only come when there is very serious commitment of the public authorities. And the same for our strategic partnership with the state of Rajasthan. We started in 2006, and we have not been given very much money to it. Why? Because even though the government had a policy to reform the water sector, for a number of reasons, lack of resources, a number of political problems at the level of the state, they were not really giving any sign of implementing their policies. So only now, this year, they pass the implementing legislation, and we can see how committed they are, and then we are getting into it. And then at that point, our aid is effective because it is really helping them, helping a national policy, and bringing this added value, this whether in terms of filling a gap financially, or in a country like India, even if we are contributing quite a lot, it's still a drop in the ocean because their needs are so big. So with our financial contribution, what we bring is not to fill a gap financially, is more to bring expertise, to bring experience, to bring policy, what we have been doing in Europe in the same policy field. And this is where aid is effective. This is where we can have an impact. You have a policy, you know what you want, and I am helping you to do it, you know. You are with a what, and I am with a how. And I think that until you know what you want, there is no way I can help you how to do it.